Today I'm talking with Charles Scribner, the Director of Development of Black Warrior Riverkeeper. First tell me, where is the Black Warrior River, and maybe a few words about your background, where you're from, and how you got involved with Black Warrior Riverkeeper.
Thanks, Joseph. The Black Warrior River is located in central Alabama. It's actually the largest river system entirely contained within Alabama, which is nicknamed the River State. And the reason why I am down here protecting the Black Warrior through Black Warrior Riverkeeper is that when I was at Princeton University, I read Bobby Kennedy's book, The Riverkeepers, which my dad helped sign up through Scribner Publishing. And I ended up being so inspired by the book that I took a summer internship at Hudson Riverkeeper with Mr. Kennedy. And that internship absolutely changed my life, and I became completely enamored by this waterkeeper system of a full-time patrolman and spokesman out on the water, and an organization that's not afraid to use litigation to solve problems. So I ended up writing my senior thesis at Princeton on the history of Waterkeeper Alliance. And at that time, I also fell in love with a girl from Birmingham, Alabama, who was at Princeton. Her name was Elizabeth Yates, and luckily now it's Elizabeth Scribner because we're married and living in Birmingham. I went down to visit her during a Princeton spring break and found out that there was a Black Warrior Riverkeeper group in Birmingham. And not only that, but they were founded by David Whiteside, who was my mentor, Bobby Kennedy's godson. So it's a very small world, and I would be honored to be working for any waterkeeper group in the country or the world, but it's particularly inspiring to work in Alabama, which is number one in freshwater biodiversity in the nation, but has probably the weakest state agency protecting its waterways. So there's a huge gap for Black Warrior Riverkeeper to fill.
What is Black Warrior Riverkeeper?
Black Warrior Riverkeeper is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission is to protect and restore the Black Warrior River and its tributaries. We're dedicated to improving habitat, recreation, and public health throughout this largest river watershed fully contained within Alabama, which, as I said, is America's leading state for freshwater biodiversity. How we do this is we monitor waterways, we educate the public through lectures and mailings and other events, and we hold major polluters accountable for their discharges and violations. We're able to do that under the citizen suit provisions of the Clean Water Act, as well as sometimes just using media and outreach to essentially shame people into doing the right thing. We were founded in 2001 by David Whiteside, who's now on our board of directors, and our full-time employees include Nelson Brook. He's our riverkeeper, which is our patrolman and spokesman, and myself, Charles Scribner, as Director of Development. And then we also benefit a great deal from the services of Mark Martin, who's our in-house chief prosecuting attorney, and John Kinney, our legal program coordinator. In 2006, we won Watershed Organization of the Year in the state of Alabama, and we are proudly governed by a board of directors, and we are a proud member of Waterkeeper Alliance. We investigate citizen pollution tips, and so please call 205-458-0095 to report pollution or to inquire about volunteering, donating, or our upcoming events.
What is Waterkeeper Alliance or a riverkeeper in general?
Well, the riverkeeper or waterkeeper movement was started on the Hudson River in New York State in 1966 when fishermen and ex-Marines were getting sick and tired on the Hudson because the river was basically being used as a private executive washroom for industries rather than as the public resource that it really is. I mean, the Hudson River, just like all the waterways of this country, are owned by the people of the state it's in as well as anyone that visits it. So these fishermen got together with a Sports Illustrated sports writer named Bob Boyle, and they researched some federal statutes that had been long on the books but never really enforced, like the Rivers and Harbors Act of 1899. And they found out that they could sue polluters under this act as citizens and collect bounties. So they started suing some polluters on the Hudson, and they collected the bounties, and in the process they made a lot of state and national history and legal precedent through their efforts. Eventually, they made enough money and got enough support that they were able to hire a full-time riverkeeper in the early 80s and hire Bobby Kennedy, Jr., as their chief prosecuting attorney. And their historic success cleaning up the Hudson inspired the creation of 155 locally funded and controlled waterkeeper organizations across the world. We actually have waterkeepers now on all continents except for Antarctica. In the state of Alabama, where I work, we have the Choctahatchee River Keeper, Hurricane Creek Keeper, and Mobile Bay Keeper. And all of these local waterkeepers patrol local waterways, respond to citizen complaints, and enforce environmental laws. In 2000, Waterkeeper Alliance was formed as a separate 501c3 nonprofit to help connect and support these local waterkeeper groups, but still allowing them full control over their finances and administrative decisions. Basically, Waterkeeper Alliance offers scientific, legal, and administrative advice, provides networking opportunities, and often advocates for issues common to multiple local waterkeepers, such as mercury pollution, which we're all dealing with in Alabama as a big issue.
Charles, what's so important about the Black Warrior River watershed?
Well, the Black Warrior River flows for 293 miles through Alabama, and it's incredibly important to the citizens here. Its entire basin or watershed drains 16 counties, and it's home to over a million people, covering 6,276 square miles, which makes it the largest river system contained entirely within Alabama. And Alabama's number one in the nation for freshwater biodiversity, but as I said, it's been less vulnerable by a very negligent state agency, which ADEM, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. And so groups like Riverkeeper are stepping in to protect the people and allow them to use a river like the Black Warrior for those purposes that are important for it. And on the Black Warrior, people are using the river for hydropower, industrial process water, barge traffic, swimming, fishing, and boating, and just general scenery. In fact, Boating Magazine called the Black Warrior one of America's best-kept secrets for recreational boating. On top of that, Birmingham, which is the largest city in Alabama, obtains half of its drinking water from the Black Warrior and its tributaries, and Tuscaloosa acquires all of its water from the Black Warrior. Other cities such as Jasper and Coleman do as well. And experts are currently crediting the Black Warrior River Basin with 119 freshwater fish species, three of which are endemic, and then 48 species of mussels, most of which are unfortunately imperiled because of pollution, and then for 15 turtle species and numerous other reptiles and amphibians. And this national treasure is named after Chief Tuscaloosa, who is the namesake of the city of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In Choctaw, Tashka means warrior and Lusa means black.
You mentioned the mussels are affected by the pollution. What pollution threats affect the Black Warrior River watershed?
Unfortunately, the Black Warrior watershed faces the grim litany of threats, pretty much anything that you can name, damming, coal mining, coal bed methane extraction, quarries, industrial discharges, sewage, industrial chicken farms, clear cutting of trees, irresponsible development and road building, and urban stormwater runoff. Basically, the Black Warrior goes through a variety of different types of terrain, whether inner city, rural, agricultural, and so it faces different threats as the river and its tributaries go through these different areas. The coal mining aspect is particularly significant because the majority of Alabama's coal mining takes place in the Black Warrior Basin historically and currently. And there's also just a general problem of pollution because the Alabama Department of Environmental Management has a tendency to turn a blind eye to pollution. And so you would imagine that our state environmental agency would be an ally of a group like Riverkeeper, but in fact, they are a huge hindrance to us because often when we go after a polluter, ADEM will step in and try to preempt our case or give the polluter the lightest possible slap on the wrist, and it helps them avoid being prosecuted more diligently by Black Warrior Riverkeeper. So we're here to prevent those problems and advocate for clean water, serving the needs of over a million people throughout the basin. And if citizens ever find pollution problems, they can call our Riverkeeper, Nelson Brook, at 205-458-0095.
Why does Riverkeeper often use lawsuits to protect the Black Warrior River watershed?
Well, Black Warrior Riverkeeper is very fortunate to have Mark Martin, a longtime attorney and an avid river paddler, in our office all the time, working on legal actions and other legal strategy for Black Warrior Riverkeeper. And the reason why we have a full-time attorney is because, like I said, the Department of Environmental Management has been very negligent in diligently prosecuting significant and ongoing pollution threats. And so people in the state, different municipalities and industries, have become really accustomed to basically getting away with using the river as their own private washroom. So what we do is we step in and usually use the Clean Water Act's citizen suit provisions to address pollution in the basin. And since 2002, we've actually addressed over 12,000 Clean Water Act violations in the Black Warrior Basin. We try to negotiate effective solutions with polluters, but sometimes, since they're so accustomed to getting away with whatever they want, lawsuits and litigation becomes necessary. It's not always the most popular route, and most environmental groups in the state are not using it the way Riverkeeper is, but we feel it's the best way often to convince violators to cease burdening waterways and the public with their harmful waste. And at Riverkeeper, we basically believe that clean water is a human right, that when people pollute, they effectively steal that right from the countless citizens in the Black Warrior Basin. And many of these people lack the political or financial clout to represent themselves and their river in court. So we basically step in and represent them and their recreational opportunities, their drinking water, fisheries, scenery, and prosperity that clean waterways offer.
Where does Black Warrior Riverkeeper's funding come from?
Black Warrior Riverkeeper receives funding from a variety of sources. We're very lucky to have nearly 2,000 individual members, and they all pay dues or contribute volunteer time. We also we accept volunteering as a membership due, and otherwise we accept funding from these individuals. Beyond our members, we accept grants from various private and corporate foundations. We also have received donations from corporations. And then we sell some merchandise like t-shirts and our bumper stickers and Dr. Bronner's Magic Soap, which he has, Dr. Bronner's company has very generously donated to us to sell, and it's fully biodegradable in water. We hold some events, some fundraisers throughout the watershed to help raise money and awareness. And then we have some more creative fundraisers like cell phone and ink recycling. We use a website, goodsearch.com, that generates income for us. Another website called igive.com, which is a shopping website that gives us percentage profits off each sale. And we're also a member of a group called 1% for the Planet, which some corporations have joined and pledged to give 1% of their profits to organizations such as Black Warrior Riverkeepers. So we're fortunate to have Mountain High Outfitters in Birmingham and Higher Ground Coffee Roasters in Birmingham as our supporters through that. And basically, these funds afford us watershed patrolling and testing equipment, educational maps and handouts, conference and class fees, bookkeeper and accountant costs, and help us just maintain an excellent staff and office space for the public to rely on.
So if a person wanted to get involved with Black Warrior Riverkeeper, how would they get involved in non-monetary ways?
Well, as you said, people can donate through cash, check, or credit card, but we also accept volunteering and in-kind donations as membership dues. Volunteering is a very good way to help us keep our costs down while expanding our outreach and advocacy campaigns. We were actually founded by volunteers, and they've become increasingly beneficial to our work over the years. We also accept in-kind donations as membership dues, and in-kind donations include either donating needed materials, you know, such as patrol equipment or monitoring equipment or office supplies, as well as donating professional services. So, for example, Bob Griffin, the owner of Wolf Creek Creations, donated his time to design a new logo for us. So So for questions or to make an in-kind donation or to volunteer, please contact me, Charles Scribner, at cscribner@blackwarriorriver.org or 205-458-0095. And also, like I said, a very useful way that people can volunteer is to call in pollution complaints, because our staff riverkeeper will investigate those complaints, and they should also call 205-458-0095 for that purpose.
What events does Black Warrior Riverkeeper organize or endorse?
Black Warrior Riverkeeper holds several events throughout the Black Warrior watershed in order to not only raise funds, but also raise awareness for potential new members and raise the morale of our current members, our current donors and volunteers. And these events typically take place at public venues such as museums, art galleries, bars, music venues. But sometimes they also happen at a member's house in a salon-style event. And basically, they raise funds and awareness for our anti-pollution programs and our educational programs. We have a website, www.blackwarriorriver.org, which has a calendar on it, and that provides details for the past and future events, which most frequently take place in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, but we're trying to diversify that. Our calendar also lists the events and cleanups and other type of activities that other environmental and outdoor groups are holding in our watershed. And we would love the public and our members to support our friends as well. So I hope that people will check out those other groups' events on our calendar and go out there and help them clean up the river or help them raise funds as well. We couldn't get nearly as much done as we do if we didn't have these partners to collaborate with, these other organizations, such as the Friends of Locust Fork River, Hurricane Creek Keeper, Alabama Rivers Alliance, and other groups. For more information about upcoming events, check out our website that I mentioned, or you can contact me at cscribner@blackwarriorriver.org or 205-458-0095.
Well, Charles, it was nice talking to you today, and thanks for all the great information about Black Warrior Riverkeeper.
Thank you so much, Joseph. I really appreciate this opportunity, and thank you for helping out our brothers in the entire Waterkeeper Alliance.